Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Paula Quincy, relationships expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No. Why are the unpartnered judged? What is that? Is that because we want everybody to be the same as the rest of us? Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to you and the listeners. I'm well, thank you. Hope you are well too.
I am indeed. So why do we do that? Why do we make judgments that make the judgment or the assumption that everybody wants to be in a relationship?
Because we do think everybody thinks like us and sees the world through our eyes and our perspective and what our beliefs are or what our value systems are. And then also according to traditions or stereotyping and legacy stereotyping and what the perceived societal norms are.
So it is about, well, let me maybe ask it another way. Don't we all seek a personal, valuable human connection?
Absolutely. You know, nothing will ever replace human connection, but human connection doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic relationship.
Ah, okay. In other words, you can have that connection in other ways. Somebody might be very, very happy connecting to people in a different way.
Correct. And that's why, you know, our families and our friendships play such a large role in our life, because it is a form of connection. It's a different kind of connection to a romantic connection. But families and friends and partners provide a support structure for us. It's the people that we turn to when we're going through tough times, and it's the people we turn to when we want to celebrate those moments in life.
Mm-hmm. It's almost become a cliche, though, that young married couples or older married couples or any partnered people try and connect, set up their single friends. I know it has become a cliche. Is that the wrong thing to do without a conversation with that person?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing is, first of all, asking that person if they are, you know, willing and open to that, you know, out of a sign of respect for them. You know, it's not your job to fix your friend's relationship status. It's up to them.
I better write that down, because I feel like it is my job. I'm definitely guilty of this, you should know. So when you're talking to anyone else, you're talking to me about this. I definitely do that. I'm one of those terrible people who just assume that not only do they need to be partnered, but I know exactly who the right partner is for them. And I don't know why they don't realize it.
You know, I think it's normal. We all have best intentions. We mean well. But without having that conversation up front as to whether your friend is even interested would be, I would say, a sign of disrespect.
Right. And I think today as well, you know, certainly in many environments where religious, cultural environments, we also assume, you know, that it's a normal heterosexual relationship. And it might well be that you're trying to force that type of relationship on a person who actually isn't interested in a heterosexual relationship. And I think that's a bit of a danger as well. Although that's sometimes a more sensitive question to ask somebody if they haven't declared a lifestyle more public than their own environment.
Correct, because they could be going through their own internal journey that we're unaware of, and we just assume that, you know, because they like us and, you know, they must be happy, so, you know, with someone and in a relationship, there's this perception that because people are on their own and single and alone, they're miserable and unhappy, and that's not necessarily true either.
Unsan says you can be married or you can be happy. Oh, ouch. Not all relationships that are gratifying need to be physically intimate. I think that is absolutely true.
Yes, correct. And not all people that are married or in relationships are happy either. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are miserable and unhappy in their relationships. And I think whether you're single or whether you're in a relationship, the most important thing is to first of all be very clear on what it is that you want in terms of a relationship and a life partner. And then how do you go out and be that person to co-create that when you do get into a relationship?
So what is your advice to people who have single friends or have friends that aren't in a relationship? How do we go about doing this?
I think first of all, you know, have that conversation around, are they even looking to get into a relationship? And if they are, you know, what is the kind of person or the kind of environment that would be ideal for them to meet someone. You know, people are, there's so many horror stories about the blind date that went horribly wrong. You know, rather, there's so many other ways that you can do it. You know, just a gathering of friends without creating any expectations. Just let things happen naturally. Or putting yourself out there in activities that you enjoy, for example, the gym, and meet someone that's like-minded and enjoys a similar lifestyle to you.
Absolutely. Martin says, I prefer being alone. And that is exactly the point, that there are people who choose that. And it's kind of arrogant, I guess, to assume that everybody wants what you want. Paula Quincy, relationship expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No, Why Are the Unpartnered Judged?